You have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
The stamp, the kick, it's been blocked again! How by? It's been blocked again!
He's going to heave one deep down the field. It's going to be to the goal line. It's going to be gone! It's a touchdown! And the Gators have won the game! Tyree Cleveland, how by? I can't believe what I just saw!
Dropping back the throw, pops and fires the ball.
You have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
Boys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome to another episode of Stadium and Gale. It's your boy Corey.
It's Dan.
And Delatorre.
Same corner, not the same time. Sunday, fun day. Fresh off the pressure, we got a commit. A top 100 speed, so they called him Anthony Speedy Jennings from Dillard High School. What's up, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Good.
They called Dan Speedy.
They called me Speedy, also from Broward County, just like Speedy. But we'll welcome him into the show right now. As Corey mentioned, joining us today on Stadium and Gale is the Gators' newest commit. Fresh off a pledge on Saturday afternoon to the Orange and Blue, who's going to take us in into his decision, what drew him to Gainesville, and what Gator Nation can expect from Anthony Speedy Jennings, like Corey said, from Dillard High School. Congratulations, and thanks for making us one of your first stops as Speedy post-commitment. How are you, brother?
What's going on? Good.
It's good to have you, Speedy. Talk to us a little bit about the decision. What finally put the Gators over the threshold for you?
Yeah, so you knew. I think everyone knew Florida Gators was at the top of my. It was the top school in my recruitment since I was a sophomore at Guerlainville. So I just fell in love with the place as soon as I got on campus. There was a new staff coming in. Coach Davis was a big part of that. The new staff coming in, Coach Summer. I was just looking forward to what they're going to do this season. And I finally made that decision to commit.
Okay.
Was Coach Davis recruiting you when he was at Auburn?
Yeah, he was recruiting me when he was at Auburn. We got a pretty good relationship. So it just fell into play then when he came with it. Came over to Florida, it just translated over, and it just made my love stronger for Florida.
What was John Summerall like? And it's quick, because it's been a quick, he just got the job, and, you know, so he had to build these relationships pretty fast, but he got the momentum rolling pretty quick here. What's it been like, your introduction to John Summerall, and what's your opinion of him?
Yeah, because Summerall, ever since I met him, he has great energy, high energy. Like, he really shows you that he wants me to be a part of the team. So, like, just feeling that love as a kid, just coming up, getting offers and things like that, every coach don't act like that. So, like, the first time I met him, he had high energy, dapped me up, gave me a hug, and just told me he wanted me to be a Florida Gator.
When did you know? It wasn't yesterday, but when did you know that you wanted to be a Gator? And then talk us through that phone call that you made to Marcus Davis or Summerall. Tell us a little bit about yesterday.
Yeah, so I kind of knew, like, just – I feel like I knew since junior day. Like, I kind of had a feeling. So when junior day came, it just really opened up my eyes more. So then after junior day, I was like, oh, yeah, this is home for real. Then I had to wait and see how everything plays out, how their spring goes and different things like that. So finally, I just came up with a plan. And it took a little minute for me to make the final decision, but I talked it over with my mom, my family, Then after all, we just came up to commit and just lock it in for the Gators.
Because you,
Go ahead, Dan.
I was going to say, you picked Florida over Syracuse, FSU, Auburn, Georgia, Maryland. A lot of schools wanted you. What was it ultimately? I know you have a good relationship with Marcus Davis and you like Florida, but what was it that really separated Florida from the rest?
Yeah, like I said, ever since I stepped foot on campus, I just fell in love with it. I don't know what it was, but as a kid just growing up, I wanted to go to Miami my whole life because my mom was there. Then it's just right there. We all call it the crib. So Florida was the second school I ever like visited for real that I had an offer from. So when I seen other places like Florida, other than Miami all the time, I just fell in love with it. And it was still in Florida. So it was just a good feeling when I went to Grenadineville. The coaches made me feel welcome, even with the old style. So when the new style came in, just made my love stronger. So after all, I just knew I wanted to be a Gator from the jump.
Word. Now, I seen you yesterday at the 707 tournament down there in Dillard, and you're bigger than what I thought, right? Like, tall-wise. You're a legit 6'1".
Well, 247 at Rivals, they got me like 5'11", 160. They got to get it right. 6'1", 175.
Yeah, you're a legit 6'1", bigger than what I thought. I think you could play outside, inside. How does Buster Faulkner, what is he telling you your role in this offense?
Yeah, like I said, on the junior day, really opened up my eyes. I had meetings, like more insight on the football aspect and where they see me at in their offense. So, Coach Buster Faulkner, he sees me at Z, like same position as like Eric Singleton. Vernell Brown just moved me around all over the field, like different motions, screens, just getting the ball in my hands and creating separation. So he said the X guys, I can play X as well, but those are more the big body guys like Dallas Wilson, I say Micah Mays, but he really sees me as a Z and a slot, so just move me around the field.
Okay.
So we had Marcus Davis on the show a couple of weeks ago, so we've got the chance to get to know him. We haven't talked with Buster Faulkner or Trent McKnight very much, and we're going to actually talk to David Decker tomorrow night on tomorrow night's show. So I know that those are all guys that are recruiting you. Talk to us a little bit about their personalities and kind of what they did differently, because I know it takes a family to recruit a player.
From the jump, they told me it takes a village to – develop a guy and take him to the NFL. So, yeah, those are my guys right there. Coach Deck, I knew him since the old style. So he was the one that really texted me when I was at Grenadineville, made sure I checked in the hotel. So our relationship goes back pretty far. So Coach Deck, he's a pretty cool, laid-back guy. He's a pretty cool, nice guy. So Coach Davis, like I said, at Auburn, he was recruiting me. But, like, at Auburn – I didn't really see myself playing there. It was cold up there. As a Florida kid going up there, I was like, nah, I can't do it. So, but he was a pretty cool guy, though, too. I went to the Georgia game when they played. So, Coach Davis, we got a pretty good relationship. He just teach me the ins and outs of, like, this football recruiting stuff, like, the background, like, what goes on. So, that's my guy right there. He's going to be developing me when I'm at Florida, so I had it. Created a pretty strong bond with him. And like I said, Coach Summer, he's just a hyper guy, energetic. Just made me feel the love to come play for him.
How many times were you able to get up this spring?
Yeah, I came up for the spring practice because I had Florida Relays, a track meet.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up there a day before the spring practice. Went out to eat with the coaches and my mom. We had a pretty good talk. Then the next day, had the spring practice, spent some time there. Then I was just up there for a couple of days, so it really felt like home.
How was practice? You kind of walk around, watch the wide receivers, what they do. How did you like seeing Marcus Davis, seeing Coach McKnight and David Decker, Chad Lucas? How did you like seeing them interact with the players in their practice?
Oh, yeah. It was a great feeling, like I said. I mean, any school can show you the facilities and stuff like that. But me, I just wanted to go to practice because this is the top school I'm looking at. So just seeing them guys, coach the guys, and develop them. Them guys was flying around. Like, Coach Lucas, he had me on the field with the guys. So I was running from one spot. Then, like, 30 seconds later, I'm running to another spot. So them guys flying around. Very energetic with the players, teaching them, like, telling them to get on the ball, get off the ball, check with the ref. They just really interactive with the players, so I really like to see that. Then everybody on campus, they really just knew me as soon as I got in there, so it was a great feeling.
I want to ask you this, man. I know recruiting is big in South Florida in the high school like phase, right? And you scored your first touchdown eighth grade, which was history at Dillard. First eighth grade to score a touchdown at a very historic. We were just talking about this pre-show. Dillard was a powerhouse in my day.
Yeah.
How was Dillard able to keep you there and fend off some of the other schools from recruiting you away from Dillard?
Yeah, so it was kind of rocky after I got them first couple of offers. People started noticing me. Like you said, I was the first one to score as an eighth grader at Dillard. So I actually got injured after that season, my ninth grade year. Got injured again. I was the only freshman starting with three seniors that were actually D1, so that was a good feeling. I learned up under them guys, and my sophomore season really when I took off, then coaches started hitting my line. Coaches started hitting my line, texting me on Instagram, calling my mom. I was actually thinking about going to St. Thomas.
I'm a St. Thomas alum. There's still time, Speedy.
Don't do that. That's tampering, Nick.
Nah.
I have no affiliation.
Nah.
No affiliation. Just an alumni.
I'll say this, Speedy. Coral Springs High School could use your services.
Just don't do that to yourself.
Don't blame you. We used to get our butts whooped by Dillard when I was in high school.
Yeah, like I said, St. Thomas, Coach Harriet, I'm pretty sure everybody knows him. I actually had a tour with St. Thomas. I was actually thinking about going there, but at the end of the day, I went with my heart and actually stayed at Dillard. So it was really a heart thing. I mean, going to St. Thomas, cool. They got all the nice stuff, powerhouse playing on ESPN, but Dillard's just really where I grew up at. I went there since second grade, so at the end, I just went with my heart. And I had another great season, so I just decided to hit Dillard and finish it out.
Speedy, have you gotten the chance to meet any of the other guys that are committed in your class? Got the chance to chat with any of them, or?
Yeah, for sure. The quarterback we got, Davin, I actually talked to him. Really, all them guys were texting me like a week or two before I actually committed. I think coaches gave them a number, but they're recruiting me pretty hard as well since they were already commits. And as soon as I committed, they added me to a group chat. Like, everybody in there putting like fire emojis. They were excited that I committed and things like that. So them guys were actually recruiting me pretty hard other than the coaches. Martin Nugent, he go to American Heritage. I seen him at a trap meet earlier this trap season. He was recruiting me as well. He was like, just made a move and lock in the DB from American Heritage. So yeah. The DB, the quarterback, Max Schiller texted me. A couple other guys too, Tremont Collins. Really just the whole 27 class that committed.
Now, have you taken your official visit yet?
Oh, no. I take it June 4th through 6th, but I think I might go to every official visit to recruit the whole 27 class. That's what the coaches wanted me to do. So
yeah, go on people campus and recruit, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So do you know who's hosting you for that visit?
No, I'm not sure yet.
What are the official visits that you are going to take at the other programs?
I'm actually still locked down with Florida, so I'm not taking any other visits.
Well, that's what's up.
Just shut it down.
Oh. Okay. Except St. Thomas Aquinas, maybe another official.
No, he's not going to do it, Nick.
I respect the loyalty. I had some offers to leave St. Thomas when I was there to go to like Flanagan, go down to Miami, and I stayed. Yeah. So I respect the loyalty.
His coaches were encouraging him to leave. Like, please go take this visit.
Hey, Speed, yeah. Who do you model your game after? Who do you like? NFL, college, etc. Like growing up, what receiver did you model your game after?
Yeah. Originally, who I model my game after right now, I'll see Jamison Williams. Jimbo, Detroit Lions.
Yep.
He was a track guy in high school. I'm also a track guy. He just plays with that swagger. So I just like that about him. Who else? I look at Jamar Chase, pretty nice guy, more of a bigger guy. I watch George Pickens a little bit too. But other than that, I kind of watch a little slot receivers. Like, I like how they route running is. Like, JSN over this past year, I watch him a little bit. Jermaine Smith as well. So, yeah.
Dope, man.
Well, you guys got any other questions?
Yeah, who gave you the nickname? When did you get the nickname Speedy? Who gave it to you?
Yeah. Ever since I was young, like playing Little League football, I was always the fastest on the team. So I just got it when I was younger. Everybody called me Ant or Speedy. So I just got that name when I was younger. So it just followed me throughout my high school career.
Okay. And what do you think you need to work on? Which part of your game you need to work on before you get to UF?
Florida. Over this summer, I'm going to put on about 10 pounds, but I was on the field. I'm going to get on the jug machine every day. Like, I'm trying to have like new drops this season, so get on the jug machine, just work on that. Getting in and out of breaks faster. Just really becoming more of a route artist, getting better at every route on the route tree. And I'm pretty good at stacking the receiver, separating, things like that. I'm going to still improve on that, with my speed and the separation. So it's just a couple of little things I need to work on before I go to college and play in the SEC.
Do you plan on early enrolling?
Good question.
Yeah, I'm early enrolling.
And then Dilly got some guys on that team. I was impressed with the receiving core. You wouldn't even play with them on that 707, but they had some trees out there, just streaking the field, making some big plays. What are your goals for Dillard football team? I know this is your last year, man. So what's your goal, you know, heading out? What type of finish do you want?
Lagging. You can repeat that. I was lagging a little bit.
No problem, man. This is your last year at Dillard. So, like, how do you want to wrap this thing up? What do you want your senior season to be from a team perspective at Dillard?
I mean, we lost last year. We lost last year, first round of playoffs. So that can't happen no more. So, as a team perspective, I just want to become a leader this year, just lead the team. Other than that, I want to go undefeated again. Or actually try to go undefeated this year. We got a couple of big teams on there, so we're going to prepare for that. Yeah, that's from the team standpoint, just become undefeated, go further than we was last year, trying to compete for a state championship. And on the personal side, I had right under 1,000 yards last season, so I want to get at least 1,200 to 1,500 this year. With about 15 touchdowns, a couple of punt returns in there as well. So that's what I'm looking forward to this season.
Has Florida talked to you about maybe being a return specialist when you enroll?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm definitely going to be returning punts and kick returns.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for pulling it up, man.
Wait, do you have your eyes on a number when you get to Florida?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get that. My favorite number 3, so I'm trying to get that number 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I know VB got 1 right now. I mean, he earned it, so. I'm actually getting number 1 this year for my school, my last senior year. So, my favorite number 3, so I'll probably get 3. I mean, 1 and 3 together, 13. So either 3, because Billy Stockton got it. I'm not sure if he's still going to be there. But 3, if I can't get that, then 13.
I like that. It's 13, sort of a receiver number because it's in the teens, but you got two numbers you like. Just put them together.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's a gap between you and Brunell too, man. So when he leave, that one going to be freed up for you to go ahead and, you know, politic for it.
Yes, sir.
That's all I got, man. I think I'm good, man. I appreciate you for pulling up, my guy. I know you got a lot going on right now, man, and it's the weekend for a teenager. So we appreciate you for pulling up, man.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, dude. Best of luck. Best of luck next year, man. We're looking forward to seeing you in the orange and blue. And enjoy the rest of your weekend and your commitment, man. I know Gator Nation was pumped to see you join the squad. So best of luck next season, brother. And we'll see you in Gainesville in a couple of weeks, couple months.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all as well. Gator Nation, I'm coming.
Go Gators.
Appreciate you, Anthony. Go Gators. All right. Before we wrap up, big week for Stadium and Gale. We've got a John Summerall interview tomorrow. We'll drop that at some point. It might be tomorrow, might be Tuesday, might be Wednesday. We'll kind of play around with the calendar here. We've got the live show tomorrow night with David Decker. And then we are talking with Steve Wilfong on Wednesday. So a 4-episode week of Stadium and Gale. So
loaded.
Loading the shotgun. So, if everybody, before you leave, if you can hit the like button, just hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. We appreciate everybody that reposted. But we'll look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.
Real quick. Thoughts of the commitment, because probably don't discuss it tomorrow. So real quick, thoughts of the commitment. Recruiting, real quick.
Say what?
Your thoughts of
the commitment. Oh, I think he's good. I mean, he's competing against great talent. I think, you know, he's got, I mean, especially if you say he's every bit of 6 foot or 6'1", that's the height that you want. And that's the height that you want, but he's also a speedy guy from, no pun intended on the name, right? But just watching his film and then just knowing the talent he goes up against in Broward County. And especially at a school like Dillard that doesn't just stack elite talent like some of the other schools in the area. They're not necessarily zoned for the same talent as some of the other schools that he's going to play. It's cool to get back into Broward County. I don't know the last time we had a commitment from Dillard. It's been a long time.
It's been a while since Dillard had this type of talent. They made the playoffs last year. They should make a run again this year. But the kid – from just a, I would say, personality standpoint, he fits the mold. Everybody's not a fit for, you know, the University of Florida. I think he fits the mold from a personality standpoint. Receiver-wise, they have a type, you know, speedy, you know, no pun intended. They want speed, not bad size, like you said, at 6'1". He can stretch the field. He can do a lot of that jet sweet stuff. But I think we got a guy. I would like to see him, like he said, work on his route running a little bit, polish his game. But I think we got a guy. And then, you know, with the quarterback commit that we just got, this class, the 5-star offensive lineman, this class is shaping up to be one of them ones. And they're on the momentum to be like one of those top classes ever at Florida. Like, they're on that type of run. Phil Trotwine is going to bring in some hogs. We got crystal balls and predictions rolling in after that 5-star. So it's just shaping up, man. The talent acquisition is, you know, they didn't drop a beat from the last one. I think we up a tick, if anything.
Yeah. I mean, in the crystal balls are rolling in positions where you want them, offensive line, positions that Florida's not been getting highly ranked 4-star and 5-star guys. I think that there's a couple of commitments over the next couple of weeks here that I think some will be surprising. There is one that was supposed to be tonight, Sunday. That got pushed to tomorrow, so – the Gators are in play there, but I would imagine that the Gators are going to go. I don't imagine. I know specifically that they believe that they're going to go on a run here over the next 3 weeks or so.
Shot in the building. What's up, Shot? I see you down there, man.
we were talking about like the roster, the retention. I think Florida just had a player for the first time ever, a player drafted in every round.
had more stretch marks drafted than FSU had drafted, period.
Yeah. So like the retention that that this staff was able to hold on to with guys like Miles Graham, Dallas, VB, and then you see how they're going to start recruiting. And I think the last staff recruited well, just couldn't coach it. This staff is kind of, you know, going into that. I mean, you're recruiting as a new staff off of a 5-win season.
4-win season.
4-win. Like we've said it before. Like Speedy doesn't remember Florida being like, doesn't remember our Florida. Yeah. like Tim Tebow. That's the guy that's on SEC Network on Saturday. So credit to the staff.
That environment still sells too. Yeah. That's why I'm not mad when we still pack our stadium when we stink sometimes, man. Because when recruits get in there, they still like when we fire the coach that got us stinking, you know, the players that were there, they get a lasting impression of, you know, how loud it is. And a kid that grew up like in Miami, he could hear the difference and feel the difference in those stadiums, man. So,
One's on campus and owned by the university. The other has me and Dan's terrible football team in it, and just collects rent. So
I think both of our pro teams, my pro team definitely stunk it up at the draft.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh,
I like the Dolphins draft. I like the Dolphins
draft. The Dolphins draft wasn't bad. We can talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. Yeah, that's with Scarlett too. There were some reaches, but I thought they did all right. I've seen worse.
My whole draft was a reach.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw your tight end in the second round. The internet.
My undrafted free agents was a reach. Like everything was a reach.
I'm surprised Pavia wasn't UDFA for Jacksonville.
Man, what's up with Pavia, bro? Like, that's crazy. He didn't get even a UDFA. But I seen Brandon Spice say he thought he was going to be the next Flutie.
He's got a DD. He's going to do rookie minicamp tryout.
He's the height of a U.S. Olympic gymnast, and he drinks like a fish. Like, this is not a good mix.
Did you guys see real quick? I know we about to get out of here, but did you guys see Trey Dean take the cheap shot on Elijah Badger?
I did,
bro. And then Badger throughout the SEC championship game hit by Metchie goes, "Oh, I get it now. This is why." Oh, and then Badger's mom quote tweeting and goes, "He's the youngest of four boys. That wasn't nothing." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" Mm. The entire Badger family is piling on Trey Dean.
Yeah,
It was an egregious hit.
Trey was immediately yelled at by his coach. He did it right in front of his coach.
It was like 5 minutes late, man. It was crazy late.
Dude, that was nuts.
It was like in the huddle, and Trey Dean came over and smacked him. Like, bro, it's over, bro.
What are you doing?
Oh, you're about to get a, hey, I know we went to, while we were away at a commercial break, here's Trey Dean.
Oh my gosh. We appreciate everybody for watching. Swamp Dude, thanks for finding us today. That's awesome that you found us. We appreciate you. Brandon Connell, as always, Stephen Harris, a bunch of people in the chat. We appreciate all of you. We will see you guys for a lot of content this week starting tomorrow. Well, I guess tomorrow evening. We can't do summer all with you guys in the chat. You know, just an executive call that we had to make because sometimes you guys get a little silly. So, but we're looking forward to it. Thanks for hanging out with us. We will see you guys soon.
Mañana. Okay.